We live in a world practically drowning in information, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's a lot.
It really is. And the real win, I think, is when you can cut through all that noise
Yeah.
and find those pieces that actually spark something new, you know, something genuinely useful.
Exactly. And that's pretty much what we're aiming for in this deep dive today.
So today we're exploring a really intriguing resource, Lawrence Platt's website.
Right. The one called Conversations for Transformation, essays inspired by the ideas of Werner Erhard.
That's the one. And what immediately stands out is how it's structured. It's definitely not like a book you read from start to finish.
No, not at all.
No.
The site itself actually encourages you to just dive right in or start anywhere.
Right. It uses that word discontiguous.
Exactly, discontiguous, which, you could think of as not being linear, not sequential.
Sort of like life itself, really. It unfolds with unexpected twists and
That's
turns.
a good way to put it.
Yeah.
And you find these links embedded in the text that can take you down some fascinating rabbit holes, connecting ideas that might seem, well, unrelated at first glance.
Interesting. So it encourages exploration.
It does. And if something specific pops into your head, there's even a search box.
Handy. And the inspiration behind all this huge collection, is Werner Erhard.
Right. The website offers quite a bit of background on him, too.
Yeah, I saw that. There's a biography you can download, like a PDF, and you can browse his core ideas online. There's even a timeline mapping out his work.
So your mission, listener, if you choose to accept it, is basically to join us as we navigate this this pretty rich digital landscape.
Our goal is really to pull out the key ideas, understand the driving force behind Lawrence Platt's work.
Yeah, and ultimately give you those quick, yet hopefully profound insights. Make your time with us valuable.
Those aha moments.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, let's dive in then. What struck me right away was Platt's core intention for this site. It feels like more than just posting his writings, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. He explicitly frames it as an active engagement, calling it Conversations for Transformation.
Conversations, okay.
Yeah. And what's really interesting is his emphasis on creating an experience of a way of being transformed for the reader.
An experience,
Yeah.
not just facts or information.
Precisely. It's about the words themselves having a potential impact, maybe shifting your perspective.
That's quite a powerful idea. He even mentions, I think, a lifelong sense that his true nature is transformation.
He does. And that meeting Werner Erhard back in 1978 was what sort of enabled him to express this.
Through his conversations and now through these writings, it feels, well, deeply personal, like an exploration he's sharing.
It really does. And if you look at the bigger picture, Platt also has this long history in computer software, right? Since 1970.
Oh, right. I saw that.
So you could almost see this website as a fascinating intersection of those two worlds.
Like the structured logic of software design meeting.
Meeting the more free-flowing philosophical exploration of transformation. Yeah.
Definitely. Can we get a feel for that range? Maybe some examples.
Sure. If we just glance at the beginning, the A's and B's, you've got titles like 100% A New Paradigm for a Relationship.
Okay, sounds potentially radical.
Right. Then right near it, a belief system blind to itself makes you think about your own assumptions.
Heavy stuff next to it. What else?
Well, then something more, maybe whimsical. Babe on the Freeway?
Huh. Wonder what that's about.
Who knows? But then alongside that, deeper reflections like backdrop and being accepting.
Wow. So it really does give you a sense of the breadth, from like relationship theory to maybe everyday observations to deep philosophy.
Exactly. And the fact that they're also sorted by date and by group,
Right. I saw that.
it suggests you could potentially trace how his ideas evolved over time, or maybe focus on specific themes if you wanted to.
So multiple ways in, depending on what you're looking for.
But it's not just essays, is it? The website feels like more of a hub.
That's right. Yeah, beyond the essays, you can find Werner Erhard quotes. Looks like they were updated fairly recently, April 29th, 2025.
Okay, so it's current.
Seems so. Plus papers, recordings of performances, photographs also recently updated, and a bunch of videos.
Videos too, like what?
Some with the Windstar Foundation and some footage from India, it looks like.
Interesting. It helps paint a bigger picture, doesn't it? The context, the influences.
Definitely. And what's fascinating is how Platt links out to other related things.
Like what?
Well, there are links to info about that film, Transformation, The Life and Legacy of Werner Erhard.
Ah, oh.
Links to Landmark Worldwide and even to the UESIS reunion.
So he's positioning his work within that whole sphere. It underscores the sort of community and the lineage of these ideas.
Yeah. And if you want to know more about Vlad himself, his personal journey.
Is there stuff on that?
Yep, there's a link to his autobiography. And even video interviews on YouTube. Apparently they've got like 14,000 views or so.
Oh, wow. So there's definitely interest in his specific perspective and experiences.
Seems like it.
And speaking of current, you mentioned updates. The site also flags the newest essay, right?
Yes. Good point.
Yeah.
Right now, it's one called Evading the Possibilities.
Evading the Possibilities.
Hmm.
So that dynamic element shows it's not static. It's still growing, still evolving, invites you to keep checking back.
And it all loops back to that core connection, really.
How so?
Well, Platt explicitly says this whole body of work is his expression of acknowledgement of Werner Erhard, who introduced me to transformation.
Ah, right. That direct acknowledgement, it really underlines the central inspiration for all this.
Absolutely. Now, thinking practically, the website itself, is it easy to use?
It seems pretty user-friendly, yeah.
Yeah.
Platt mentions it's designed for mobile devices, portrait, or landscape view.
Oh, that's good. Important these days.
Definitely. And he actually asks people to report broken links, which suggests, you know, a commitment to keeping it working smoothly.
That's a nice touch. Shows attention to the user experience. And it's interesting, I saw in another source mention of Lawrence Platt Works links.
Okay, separate from the main essay site.
Seems like it, yeah. Listing a really diverse range of things, like Breakthrough Skydiving 5.
Skydiving. That's
I know. Links to his family history stuff he wrote about early surfing in South Africa.
Wow. Oh.
His professional association, Lawrence Platt and Associates, the autobiography again, and even something called The Amazing Cowboy Cottage.
Huh. So he's clearly got a lot of varied interests beyond the philosophical essays.
Totally. It gives you a much richer picture of him as a person, right? And you can imagine how those different experiences might feed into his writing.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh. And did you see an email address mentioned?
I did, yeah. LawrencePlatt@LawrencePlatt.com. So there's a potential point of contact, suggesting maybe an openness to dialogue.
That's interesting. And you mentioned view counts earlier. For the website itself.
Yes. Our sources noted view counts, hinting that there's a readership, an audience, already engaging with this material.
Gives you a sense of the interest level.
Mm-hmm. Plus, there's a very specific timestamp for last update, 2.06.50 PMD PDT, Thursday, May 8, 2025.
That's specific. Wow. That really underscores that it's actively maintained. Someone's tending to it.
Right. It's not just sitting there gathering digital dust.
Definitely points to an ongoing commitment. And what about interacting with the site? Are there options for that?
Yeah, mentions things like download complete website.
Oh, the whole thing.
Oh, currently. Options to share, unenroll, and enroll.
Yeah.
Presumably in some kind of mailing list or updates.
Possibly. Communication, promise permission, email, home links.
Yeah.
The usual site navigation stuff, too.
That gives you a decent overview of the structure and how you can engage with it.
Okay. And one last detail, the copyright.
Oh, yeah. The copyright dates span a huge range. From 1969 all the way to 2025.
Wow, 1969. That really highlights the long-term evolution of his thinking and writing over decades.
It really does. Okay, so as we start to sort of wrap up this first look.
So to quickly summarize, Lawrence Platt's website, this Conversations for Transformation, is basically a huge, deliberately non-linear collection of essays.
Right, and the core aim isn't just to dump information on you.
No, it's much more about actively encouraging personal transformation, sparking something in you through engaging with these ideas.
Ideas which are deeply rooted in, or at least inspired by, the work of Werner Erhard.
Exactly. It feels like a genuine invitation to explore, doesn't it?
It really does. An invitation to just dive in wherever you feel drawn, wherever your curiosity takes you.
Mm-hmm. To engage with this incredibly diverse spectrum of topics and perspectives, but in a way that mirrors how life actually works, often unpredictable, nonlinear.
And for you, our listener, especially if you're interested in gaining knowledge efficiently, but still thoroughly.
Yeah.
This website's design seems perfect for that. It lets you start exploring whatever resonates most first.
Potentially leading to those valuable aha moments much faster.
Precisely the goal.
So maybe this prompts a really interesting question for you to think about.
What's that?
If you were to embrace a less structured, maybe more exploratory approach to information, to learning, what new connections, what new understandings might open up for you?
Hmm. Like Platt puts it, allowing ideas to ripple through the oceans of your listening.
Yeah. What unexpected insights, what kind of aha moments might be waiting for you within this huge, thoughtfully put together collection?
It's a compelling thought. We definitely encourage you to check out the website and, well, start your own deep dive.